Trump and Fiora. Literally Hitler. You know, at least Hitler did something, right? He did kill his political opponents. Yeah, he did gas Jews. At least Hitler... Trump and Fuhrer, you done anything yet? How's that wall? Oh, there's no wall. How's Hillary Clinton in jail? Oh, not happening. Hey, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. This ain't it. Oh, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Oh, God damn it. I've got to remember to write shit down. I came up with something great yesterday about cocks. And now I've forgotten it. Oh, I hate that. Dude, write shit down. You should know this by now. Because you're a retard. You forget things. Because there's so much happening in the Great One's brain that to hold on to one thought, right? Trying to keep track of one thought. One thought. T-H-O-T. Thought. Trying to keep track of one thought is really difficult because that thought is riding so many different cocks and attention whoring so hard that you can't tell the difference between that thought and another thought. Trying to keep track of one thought in my brain is like trying to keep track of one thought on the internet, which is like trying to keep track of one drop of water in the ocean. That's my brain. That's what's happening in the Great One's brain. There's so much going on in there. There's so many ideas and concepts and actually, it's just me thinking about girls. But I'm going to pretend that there's stuff happening in my brain. And that's why it's so difficult for me to keep track of a thought. I have to write everything down. Otherwise, it's just like, poof, it's in my brain. And I'm a genius. And then, poof, it's gone because there's some other genius idea in there. I thought of some great word related to cucks yesterday. And now I can't think of what it was. I also was wondering, because this is what I spend my time on, apparently, thinking about shit like this. Think about, what if we spell the word cuck with a K instead of a C, right? Like America.org, where they spell America with a K instead of a C. What if instead of cucks, C-U-C-K, how do you spell cuck? Fuck. I'm not a spelling major. I didn't major in English. I don't know how to spell things. Cuck. So yeah, C-U-C-K. Oh my God, wait, hold on, hold on. Oh my God. OMG, like totally, like, oh my God, Becky, will you look at the size of that cuck? All right, look, cuck, K-U-K-K, cuck. And then you can say, you put the U in the KKK. Cuck. Oh, I don't really know where that's going other than it's a KKK joke, which is racist. And I'm cool with that. It could be funny. I just made this up. I don't know. I got to work on that. There could be something funny there. There could be something. Now, the leftists will love this. See, they really are racist. We're conservatives. They call each other cucks. And cuck, you can spell it with three Ks, and it's the KKK. Anyhow, good morning. Welcome to my world. It is 09:30 hours on Wednesday, March the 13th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Cuck and Fuhrer, 2019. And right now, about 9 o'clock, about 30 minutes ago, it started dumping snow. So last week, first we're going to do the weather report, and then we're going to talk about how to analyze news. A news story. We're going to analyze the depth of the racism and oppression that the poor little people of color are experiencing on Colorado State University. I almost made this a college kid cast, but I think it's better as a stating the obvious, because we're going to in-depth look at this article and we're going to think about this. I'm going to attempt to teach you guys how to read some bullshit you see in the mainstream media and actually think it through and analyze it instead of just reacting, instead of just believing. Anyhow, first the weather report. So last week, it was supposed to snow. It was going to snow on Monday. It was going to snow on Tuesday. It was going to snow on Wednesday. It's like every day you look at the weather report. It's today, 30% chance of snow. Tomorrow, 80% chance of snow. Never snowed. Made it through the whole fucking week. On Saturday, it snowed like an inch or some shit, finally. It's like, whatever. So then, oh my God, then. Today's Wednesday. Then starting about Sunday, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a big blizzard. It's going to be a snowstorm. On Wednesday, it's going to hit, the shit's going to hit the fan, and there's going to be like disasters. There's going to be blizzards. It's going to be the end of the world, right? Depending which forecast you look at, it's everything from 3 inches of snow to 2 feet worth of snow. And it's coming for us, and we're all going to die. So anyhow, yesterday, it's like 55 degrees, sunny. I walked to the gym wearing shorts and a fucking muscle shirt. Just beautiful outside. Outside at like 8 o'clock at night, and it's like 45 degrees and nice. Finally started raining late last night before I went to bed. Get up this morning and it's still raining, or raining again, whichever. I don't know what happened while I was asleep. But it's actual real rain, because if you've been listening to this for a while, you know I like to complain about how in Colorado we don't have what I consider real rain, like down in Texas, where I'm from, near the Gulf Coast, where sometimes it will rain for 3, 4, even 5 days solid. And it's not like little fucking misting. Like here in Colorado, what they call rain is what I call mist. I'm talking about in Texas, it rains so hard that you can't drive down the road because you can't see the road, because that's how fucking thick the rain is. So it's actually raining this morning, what I consider rain. Like if you walk outside and stand still, you get wet almost instantly. Like here in Colorado, when it is raining, you can go outside and walk around and for 5 minutes and then you're still barely even wet. It's not rain, guys. It's not rain. But Colorado has mountains, man. We have mountains. And we smoke dope, dude. Yes, I know. You have mountains and you have dope. Congratulations. Mountains and dope. I'm so proud of you. I was about to tangent on dope, but I'm going to let it go. I'll save it for some other time. Anyhow, let's get through the weather report and let's get to the news. The news! I like the news. Do you like the news? So anyhow, got up this morning. It's actually raining. Jumped in the truck, went and ran some errands in my $500 pickup truck, which I parked where I could see it from my window, just so I can see when a tree limb falls through it. Because I'm still waiting for it to blow up, right? It's got to blow up. You buy a $500 pickup truck, it's going to blow up. That was me walking over to see if my pickup... Oh, fuck! You know what I forgot to do? I was going to lift the windshield wipers off the windshield so they don't get frozen to the windshield. All right, hang on. I got to think about, do I want to pause this and go out and do that? Or do I just want to suck it up? Shit. You know what? I think I'm going to go do that because am I going to have to drive? Wait, am I going to have to drive tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Thursday. Why am I thinking why did I have to go anywhere tomorrow? The fuck is my calendar? All right, stay there. I'll be back in a minute. I'm not going to do the dead air because it's going to take too long. I'll be back. Then we'll finish the weather. It's snowing. That's the important part. It's actually snowing. We'll see what happens. The morons I work with at Weyland-Yutani had to do a delivery this morning. So it's like we're doing the group text thing, and it's like, oh, it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to be shitty. It's like, yeah, and you got to drive somewhere and do this delivery, and you got to, yeah, well, do you think maybe you should do it before the snow hits? Oh, yeah, we'll come in early. It's like, okay, and they're like, well, when time are you going to do it? Oh, we'll be in at 10 o'clock. I'm like, well, guys, are you retarded? It's like, look out your fucking window. The snow is already dumping. Maybe you should have got your asses out of bed a little earlier and did it at 8 o'clock when I was running around on the roads and there was no snow, it was just water. So now they're going to be driving the company truck, pulling the company trailer with the expensive company shit in it around in the fucking snow and the shit. And I'm like, ah, fuck you guys. You're lazy. You don't think up your nose with a rubber hose. All right, that's the weather report. I'm going to go take care of my windshield wipers. I'll be back. We're going to do the news. And remember, the news isn't the news. The news is the news. All right, I survived. It is going to be a shit storm because there's snow on top of the rain right now. The temperature's still not below freezing, which means there's shit melting everywhere. And then, of course, it is going to go below freezing. Everything's going to freeze and everything's going to be covered in a goddamn ice slick. I also found my calendar, and apparently I don't have anything to do tomorrow, so I don't know why I thought I had something to do. But it's great, so I got today and tomorrow to do whatever. So maybe you guys get some quality podcast for a change here. I know what you're saying. As you're saying, well, great one. That last podcast of yours was pretty mediocre, and I'm actually happy it was mediocre. Said absolutely no one who listens to this podcast. Anyway, all right, where are we at? I got to refocus. I have to take this hat off. I don't know why I'm wearing a hat. And it will fall on the ground, of course. Other than I was wearing the hat, so I didn't get snowed on outside. All right. Oh, newspaper. Where'd it go? Here we go. All right, girls. Brace yourselves for the trauma. Here we go. Do I want to look the... Yeah, I do. Hang on. God damn it. Great one. Why didn't you do this? We know. Hey, why didn't you do this before the podcast? Because I never do things before the podcast. Are you new around here? All right, let's find this fucking person. I don't even know what this is. Male, female. Twitter.com. CC Taylor wrote this. It's got her Twitter handle here. I mean, you know, she's typical. I just want to see if she's cute or not. It's hard to tell from the... I'm looking at her face. So in her Twitter photo, she's all bundled up like she's off skiing. She's got the fucking... What do you call it? The hat. What do you call those things? The hat like you wear in the winter to keep your head warm with the giant poof ball on top, and she's wearing a puffy winter's coat. But you can tell from looking at her face, you can tell she's chubby. All right, so she's not fuckable. That's all we needed to know. Fuckable or non-fuckable? That's all we needed to know. She is not fuckable. All right, here we go. She is white, however. And I'm sure she has a lot of guilt over that. Here we go. Hate speech, graffiti found in Warner College bathroom. This is front page. Somebody wrote something on the wall of a bathroom on Colorado State University. This is front page on the fucking CSU newspaper. So this is the other front page story on this newspaper. Remember now, everything that's happening in the world, national debt, Muslims getting blown up with missiles launched from flying robots. I mean, even Orange Man bad. right? Orange Man. You got people starving. You got white farmers in South Africa being murdered. You got Chinese people in factories making iPhones. Everything in the world that's happening. Front page headlines on yesterday's Rocky Mountain Collegian newspaper. As state funding shrinks, CSU shares goals for resident, non-resident students. That and hate speech graffiti found in Warner College bathroom. That's your front page news. That's what you've got. The thing about state funding is, of course, is ultimately, because I glanced through it, I'm not going to read it. It's not that interesting because it's long-winded. The gist is, it's a bunch of college students who want more of your tax money. And the one we're about to read is about college students being snowflakes. Okay. God damn it. Offensive graffiti. So graffiti on the wall of a bathroom. This is front pages. Have any of you ever, gone in bathrooms before in your lives? Public bathrooms, bathrooms in bars, restaurants, tea shop. There's graffiti on the walls of bathrooms. This is a long tradition. Now, maybe for those of you in other countries, I don't know, maybe you're different over there, just because I suppose I might have some international listeners. Here in the United States, public bathrooms, you go and you graffiti them. People write shit on the walls. And you know what? A lot of it's offensive. This is front page news. Offensive graffiti was found written on a stall in the men's bathroom in the Warner College of Natural Resources, March the 6th. The graffiti read, now prepare yourselves for the offensiveness. Are you ready? So if you're really delicate, you might want to sit down. This is really offensive. The graffiti read, "Niggers and kikes should be rounded up and shot." No, that's actually not what it says. That might be offensive. I could almost buy that. Here's what it actually said. "We must preserve European culture and values. Diversity is not the answer." That is front page news. That is hate speech. Once again, all we have to do when you're reading something like this and you're trying to analyze this and make sense of it, just change the words. Okay, now what if it said, "We must preserve African culture and values. Diversity is not the answer." What if it said, "We must preserve Native American culture and values. Diversity is not the answer." What if it said, "We must preserve Hispanic culture and values. Diversity is not the answer." What if it said, "We must preserve transsexual culture and values. Diversity is not the answer." Any of those would be acceptable. Because, of course, we know by diversity they mean replacement. Okay. Somebody wrote on the wall. Now, and how many I don't know how many buildings are on CSU. You could Google map of Colorado State University and you can see how many buildings are on campus. And then how many bathrooms are in all those buildings? Okay. So out of all those bathrooms, this hate speech was written in the stall of one bathroom. Okay, let us continue. So the Colorado State University Police Department was contacted after the report because the writing was considered graffiti. The police department of the university got involved in somebody writing something on the wall in the stall of a bathroom. Now, if this sentence had said the Colorado State University Police Department was contacted after the report because the writings were considered hate speech, even though there's no such thing as hate speech, that would at least almost make a little bit of sense. But the police were contacted because it was considered graffiti. What do you mean? First of all, what do you mean it was considered graffiti? Is it graffiti or is it not graffiti? It's like binary. It's like sex. It's like you're a boy or a girl, right? It doesn't matter what you consider yourself. You're a boy or you're a girl. Is it graffiti or is it not graffiti? And why are the police, who obviously don't really have anything important to do because they're at the police department for a fucking university, you're calling the police because somebody wrote something on the wall in the stall of a bathroom? Do you kids not understand why you are considered snowflakes by people who are fucking mature and self-reliant and competent? You're calling the police because somebody wrote something on the wall in the bathroom. That's where you're at. The university worked with facilities management to remove the graffiti, which was done the morning after the report. I mean, the university. So the entire, the university. It's like I am the great one. Right? The university worked with facilities management to remove the graffiti. I mean, it was such a brutally difficult task that it took the combined resources of the university and facilities management to come together and create synergy and find a solution for removing this graffiti. Fucking Christ almighty, how much bureaucracy was involved in removing the fucking graffiti? What really happened was that some fucking underpaid Hispanic janitor went in there with a fucking scrub pad and scrubbed the fucking thing off. And that, you know, that's the real hero in this whole story, is this underpaid, and trust you me, if you're new around here, I worked on CSU campus for 8 years. The janitorial staff there are under fucking paid for what they put up with. Because I have seen, I've used these bathrooms on campus, and I have seen the state that fucking millennials and college students leave them in. And they are fucking disgusting. They are nasty. Oh my God, these kids are fucking disgusting. I have seen what the janitorial staff of Colorado State University have to deal with, and I'm telling you, they are fucking underpaid. They should be paid what the fucking English teachers get. And the English teachers should be paid what the janitors get. And I'm not being even remotely fucking sarcastic about that. Rob Novak, director of communications at the Warner College, made a statement denouncing the graffiti. Okay, somebody wrote on the wall in the bathroom, quote, "We must preserve European culture and values. Diversity is not the answer," unquote. And the director of communications at the Warner College, I don't know why the Warner College needs a director of communications. That's an affirmative action job for somebody who can't get a real job. That is pure parasite. But the director of communications at Warner College had to make a public statement about the graffiti on the wall in the bathroom, which maybe 40 people saw and isn't there anymore. First of all, do you have a real job? No, you don't. You don't have anything to do. What is a director of communications? I don't even know what that is. But this is such a big deal that there has to be a public statement made about it. Guys, it's writing. Can we all through this, keep in mind, we're talking about somebody wrote something on the wall in a bathroom. This, the police and facilities management and the university and the director of communication, this is all for something written on the wall in the bathroom. Jesus fucking Christ, can you little shits be any more coddled? Can you be any more hugboxed? Can you be any more echo chambered? Can you be any more protected? See, and this takes us to another example of why the fucking right can't win. Because you cucks out there, you keep saying this shit.
Well, yeah, but it's like this in college. But when they get out to real life, it's not going to be this way anymore.
And I used to say the same fucking thing because I was stupid. You listen to this podcast, I don't know, what, 5 years ago? You'll hear that same bullshit coming out of my mouth. You know why? Because I was a fucking moron. No, they're not going to go into the real world and grow up. This is the goddamn problem that you fucking cucks can't deal with, which is why you can't win, which is why you're going to get exterminated. These little fucking sissy faggots, they're going to go out into the real world and they're going to bring this with them. Robert Novak, director of communications at the Warner College, made a statement denouncing the graffiti. Denouncing the graffiti. We have denounced the graffiti. This is what we've got to do. This is what we get paid for. Six-figure income, I guarantee you. Denouncing graffiti on the wall in the bathroom. Quote, "The Warner College is an inclusive space for everyone, except apparently people who think that European culture should be preserved." See, those people are not welcome. This is how you know that when people talk about inclusivity, you know that they're pieces of shit. You know that they're lying. By the way, on a subject of words and what they mean, it occurred to me just yesterday, I think, because I was reading something, it was probably something in this right here, and the word community, which the leftists loved, and suddenly it just occurred to me, you know why these people can't shut up about community? Because they're alone. Because nobody wants to spend time with them. Nobody wants to be friends with these people. You look at these people, they got their blue hair and they got piercings all in their face and their tattoos and hairy armpits. And they're talking about community and shit. Well, yeah, because you want community so badly because no one likes you and nobody wants to hang out with you and nobody wants to be friends with you. And people focus on what they don't have, right? This is why I talk about hot redheads, because I don't have a hot redhead. Why I talk about I want to marry the CSU women's volleyball team, because I'm not married to the CSU women's volleyball team. That's why I fucking talk about it. I talk about Ancapidice because I don't have Ancapidice. Community, community, community. Nothing says you're a loser more than not being able to shut the fuck up about how you want to build community. No, you're just lonely because you're a fucking loser and no one likes you. The statement continues, quote, we completely disagree and denounce what the graffiti said. So they completely disagree that European culture and values should be preserved. Once again, I don't know how you cucks cannot understand that there's a war against you and that your enemies want to destroy you. And all you want to do is be nice to them. The statement is, we must preserve European culture and values. The response is, from the director of communications, quote, we completely disagree and denounce what the graffiti said. And Warner College thinks that diversity is important and essential, unquote. Yeah, and cucks, keep sending your daughters to college. Keep sending your daughters to college. Just actively, you know what it's like? You know what, when you cucks send your daughters to college, we all know where this is going. Germany, whatever, like 1939, whenever. It's like a Jewish family going, like sending their kids to the rail yard to get onto the fucking boxcars. That's what it's like. You cucks sending your daughters to college is like Jews sending their daughters to the concentration camp before the fucking Gestapo even comes for them. By the way, just talking about Nazis, I know that there's been some controversy with Christopher Cantwell mouthing or doxing someone. I have no idea what's going on with that yet. I need to listen to some podcasts and figure out. And then there's the Grandpa Lampshade thing, which somebody sent me a link to that podcast and I saw that and thank you for the link, but I still haven't listened to that either. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get to do that today and tomorrow, because now that I have 2 days, which looking at the weather out the window right now, I think that I'm not going to go outside again until Friday, because I have no reason to go outside until Friday, and it's going to be really shitty. So maybe over the next 2 days, in addition to getting some good podcasts, I can listen to some podcasts, find out what's going on with our Nazi brothers over there, who apparently just can't stop fucking up and pissing people off. Imagine that. All right, anyhow. Oh, and then there's an episode of Matt Forney that I... Oh, no, it was Matt Forney was talking about Christopher Cantwell. That's the episode. I've got like some bookmarks on podcast episodes I want to listen to. So I want to hear what Matt Forney has to say about the Christopher Cantwell, whatever it was. I still don't really know what he did. I don't really know what Grandpa Lampshade did or didn't do or was accused of either. So I'll find out. Anyhow, we're tangenting. Focus. Focus. Hey, great one. Can you fucking focus? No, apparently not. I'm having a good time. Fuck you. This is my podcast. Do what the fuck I want. Novak said that this was only the second time he had encountered such a situation in his 4 years working for Warner College. So in 4 years, this is the second time in his 4 years there that somebody has written hate speech graffiti on the wall of a bathroom. Wow. Sounds like we're just awash in Nazis. I mean, in 4 years, somebody's put graffiti on the wall of the bathroom twice in 4 years. Oh, sounds like an epidemic. It's out of control. CSU also released a statement following the report and the graffiti removal. So not only did the director of communications for Warner College have to make a statement and denounce it, CSU also had to make a statement and denounce. Now, did any of these fucking cocksuckers remember? Oh God, let's cast our minds back. Does anybody remember when the first affirmative action president, second coming of Jesus Christ, and first half-black president, Hussein Obama, was murdering Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots while those Muslims were attending weddings and were completely 100% not being terrorists? Any of you cocksuckers, did you see any of these fucking faggots at CSU releasing statements and denouncing that? No! Murdering Muslims in foreign countries just for being brown? Totally okay. But if you say that European culture should be preserved and diversity is not the answer, everybody's going to come out and denounce you and make a statement. You know, and I can understand. Nobody wants to criticize Hussein Obama because he's half black. He is the second coming. He is the first affirmative action. And everybody, you know, you're just terrified. Terrified to criticize Hussein Obama. But coming out against somebody who's opposed to diversity and writes it on the wall of a bathroom, well, that's easy. That's some low-hanging fruit. You can't get in a lot of trouble there, can you? And it's really easy. You can just publicly hate white people all day long. What does CSU have to say about this? CSU, which is actually not a sentient entity, which is capable of doing anything, but Colorado State University also released a statement following the report and the graffiti's removal. Quote, like virtually all campuses across the nation, CSU is a target for this type of activity because it is a public space that supports free speech and expression. Okay, first of all, you're not a place that supports free speech and expression because as soon as this was written on the wall, you freaked out, called it hate speech, censored it, and denounced what it said, that European culture should be preserved. You are not a public space that supports free speech and expression. That's not what you are. I have to flip the page. The university wrote this. That's what it says. Quote, like virtually all campuses across the nation, CSU is a target for this type of activity. No, you're a target for this type of activity because you're brainwashing young people. Because you're filling their heads with bullshit, you're lying to them, and because stupid fucking cuck parents keep sending their children to you for indoctrination, like Jews sending their kids off to concentration camps. Because it is a public space that supports free speech and expression, unquote, the university wrote. No, the university cannot write things, CC. Are you a? I wonder if CC is a journalism major. The university is not capable of writing something. A person wrote this. What is the person's name? Do you not know? Well, finding out who actually wrote this would be part of the job of a fucking journalist. You dumb bent. All right. The university continues. The university wrote some more stuff. Here's another quote. Quote, when we are made aware of incidents of hate, including graffiti with speech such as this, we remove it as soon as possible, unquote. Wow. Did you know that the university removes graffiti as soon as possible? Once again, by the royal we. Here's the royal fucking we. We remove it as soon. No. An underpaid janitorial staff member removes it. We didn't do a fucking thing. None of you fucking white people who hate other white people and are trying to atone for your white guilt, making your six figures, sitting in the academic offices of Colorado State University, fucking masturbating to the concept of diversity, none of you went in that bathroom and cleaned that fucking graffiti off. We remove it as soon as possible. We. The university also wrote, because apparently the university can write, the university also wrote about First Amendment rights in their statement, while at the same time curtailing the First Amendment rights of anyone who doesn't value diversity and does value European culture and heritage. Quote, in the last 2 years, the university has launched a series of programs. We've launched a series of programs funded with money stolen from taxpayers to indoctrinate children. No, it doesn't say that, but it should. All right. Quote, in the last 2 years, the university has launched a series of programs about the First Amendment and its function on a college campus. We've asserted our principles of community and our conviction that hate and violent intimidation have no place at CSU, and we've worked intensively to support students and populations that may feel targeted, unquote, the university wrote. Okay, let's break that down. I wanted to get through that uninterrupted so you could hear it. The last 2 years, the university launched a series of programs about the First Amendment and its function on a college campus. First of all, does the First Amendment function differently on a college campus than someplace else? And if so, why is that? Secondly, so you're in college, you have to explain to people, your students, how the First Amendment works. What the fuck did they learn for 12 years of public school? How did you make it through 12 years of public school without being exposed to the concept of the First Amendment? If somebody comes to me and they're 18 years old and they have 12 years of public schooling and they don't know how the First Amendment works, after I've beat the shit out of them, I would like to go find and beat the shit out of all of their teachers. And then find and beat the shit out of all the administrators of that school. And then find and beat the shit all the fucking politicians, and then find and beat to shit basically everybody. Pretty much everyone on the fucking planet Earth should have the shit beat out of them if you can be a fucking person in the United States of America in the year 2019, year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, and make it through 12 fucking years of public school and you haven't heard about the First Amendment and you don't know how the fuck talking works. It's called free speech. You talk. You fucking make noise. You write things down. You say what the fuck you want. Unless, of course, it's hate speech and then you get punished. Because you see, there's freedom of speech, but some speech is more free than other speech. It's kind of like animals are all equal, but some animals are more equal. If you don't know where that quote comes from, please get the fuck off my podcast. We've asserted our principles of community. In other words, we're alone. Nobody likes us. We're a bunch of fucking losers. And our conviction that hate and violent intimidation have no place at CSU, unless you're Antifa. Now, if you're a leftist and you want to attack people, hit them with bike locks, punch Nazis, stuff, that's totally okay. That's fine, right? If you hate Europeans, if you hate white people of European descent, if you hate European culture, then violence and hatred is fine for you. And we've worked intensively to support students and populations that may feel targeted, which means that you've reinforced to them that they are victims in order to make them permanent victims, to create a permanent victim class who will always need you, the white people laden with white guilt, to protect them. Do you colored people, sorry, people of color, whatever it is this week, do you colored people not recognize that these six-figure income white people filled with white guilt are just using you? They're using you to alleviate their white guilt, and they're using you as, they're creating in you people who are always dependent upon them so that they will always have a job. They will always have their six-figure income. Do you not recognize that you're being used? Alex Scott, the student who initially reported the graffiti and is obviously a faggot and a race traitor, said that he doesn't see incidents like this one too often. But he does see such graffiti and messages on campus more than he'd like to. You know what I see more than I'd like to? Fat women. Women with tattoos. Women with piercings. Women who vote Democrat. Can't talk. Women who major in worthless shit. Cucks. Trannies. Yeah, I see a lot of things more than I'd like to. I don't report it to the CSU police. He also said that it's important to report such incidents. Quote, here's a quote from Alex Scott, race traitor. Quote, it's important to get it taken down and keep a record of the bad things that happen on campus so that people are aware and can push against it, unquote, Scott said. Oh, the enlightenment he's bringing here. You know, it's important to keep a record of these bad things. It's important to focus on these bad things. You know, we got it so good. We're these little white kids running around CSU campus. We're coddled. We got electricity. We got fucking air conditioning. We got heating. We got automobiles. We don't have to worry about it getting blown up by missiles if we're at a wedding because we have brown skin. We're the most pampered fucking humans in the history of the human species. But man, we got to keep our, you got to track and keep records of all these bad things when people write hate speech on the wall in the bathroom. He also said, oh great, there's more wisdom from Alex. I can't wait for this. He also said that he thought the incident was handled well so far and that the administration seemed particularly sensitive to cases of white supremacy. Well, gee, Alex, I'm glad you approve of the way, you know, the police and the university and the janitorial staff who did the only actual work done by anybody in this whole thing so far, once again, was the one underpaid janitor who actually cleaned the graffiti off the wall. It's the only person here who's actually done anything of value. The director of communications should be shot. That whoever wrote the statement for the CSU should be shot. Alex should be shot. CC should be shot. Everybody involved in this should be shot except for the fucking janitor. It's the only person who's created any fucking value and done any fucking work. The rest of you, you're just attention-whoring parasites. Oh my God, somebody wrote something in the bathroom. I'm going to issue a statement so that people see me and hear me. I'll get my name in the newspaper. Hold on. I was going to say something profound and I forgot what it was because I went off on a fucking tangent. Oh, white supremacy. White supremacy. Once again, let's read the statement again. This is white supremacy to say that, quote, we must preserve European culture and values. Diversity is not the answer. That is white supremacy. It did not say European culture and values are superior to non-European cultures and values. It simply said, European culture and values should be preserved. That's white supremacy. I'm gonna send my little princess to college. My little princess, she wants to major in communications and journalism, and I'm gonna pay for my little princess's college experience because nothing's too good for my little princess. In their statement, CSU, so now CSU is not only making statements, but CSU is gender neutral. Not his statement, her statement, its statement, their statement. In their statement, CSU also encouraged anyone else who finds graffiti such as the one found in Warner College to immediately report it to their bias reporting website. Because let's create more victims. Let's create more. Hey, let's magnify. There is a bias reporting website. I should find the bias reporting website and flood it with false reports. Like funny. Like, I should report the Collegian. I mean, right here, we're calling people who want to preserve European culture and heritage white supremacist. I don't know what the address of the bias reporting website is because it's not in the article. They said, they being Colorado State University, they said that if students send reports, they will be able to respond, quote, quickly and appropriately, unquote. These are the snowflakes that are going to be unleashed upon the world. I mean, this is where we're at, guys. This is front page news. This is how far gone things are. This is how cucked white people have become. This is how sensitive the kids are. It doesn't bode well. There's only one thing you can really do about any of this, too. All you can do is enjoy the decline. And you can go fuck yourself.